Health experts in the United States estimate 1 in 88 children has some type of autism spectrum disorder. In Washington state, the number of public school children with a diagnosis on the autism spectrum has increased 430% in the last decade. In the next decade, teens with autism will become adults. We introduce you to some of those young adults in our series, Coming of Age with Autism, reported by KUOW's Brian Buckaloo. He starts by introducing us to Jordan Howard.
Growing up, Jordan Howard always felt like an outsider. He had trouble making friends. He felt awkward in groups.
Yeah, there was always that kind of, you know, after school movie cliche of, you know, no one understands me, I'm different than everybody else.
But it never felt like a cliche to Jordan. He really did feel different than everybody else, and he could never put his finger on why.
I always felt like there's something I'm doing subconsciously, like something I'm saying, and I don't think that it's a problem or anything, and I'm doing it, and people are going, whoa, that's weird, but I'm not picking up on it or something.
Other kids would bully him. Even his own brother and sister would pick on him.
It's like people didn't like me, just instantly would not like me. And, you know, society is kind of trained to, well, if you're not within these parameters, you're an outsider. It's really kind of sad, you know. But I've really just kind of learned to be alone.
Jordan turned 22 this October. He lives at home in Federal Way. Until this year, he spent most of his time alone. But then he learned something that totally changed his perspective.
At first, it was like a kind of a door is open, kind of an enlightenment.
Jordan had been suffering from depression, and one day his regular doctor sent him to a therapist. That therapist diagnosed Jordan with Asperger's syndrome.
I was just like, okay, well, that explains why this happened to me when I was younger, or why I did this, or why I do this. And it was kind of explaining all my little quirks.
Like his fixation with British rock bands, or why he's bad at giving compliments. Asperger's syndrome is a milder form of autism. Autism is a range of disorders that affect social and communication skills. Symptoms range from mild to severe. That's why it's called a spectrum disorder. Jordan's discovery was a revelation. After all those years assuming he was different than his peers, to have it actually confirmed?
At first, it was kind of a relief. It was like this huge sense of relief that, okay, it's not that I'm strange, it's that there is actually something wrong.
Jordan's psychologist suggested he join an autism support group. He was skeptical at first. He'd never fit into a group before in his life. But he decided to give it a shot. On the first day, he showed up wearing a t-shirt with the logo of a British rock band, Joy Division. He walked in the door, and a guy named Dorian said, "You like Joy Division? Then you must know New Order." And Jordan said, "Well, you probably know the Smiths."
And it was just like, instantly, right there, just became friends. It was like almost instant friendship thing, and I've never, ever had that before.
Jordan had finally found a group of friends he could identify with. Over the course of the summer, Jordan and Dorian became closer friends as they helped manage a tent together at the Federal Way Farmers Market.
So what we're doing is we're having a nonverbal person come to work with us today.
That's Dorian Hinkle, Jordan's friend. He has Asperger's syndrome too. The nonverbal person who's coming is named Rolando. He's 19 years old.
We're just going to try and work with him like he's an adult, treat him like he is an adult.
Why do that?
Well, because it helps to raise self-esteem and it gives... Well, and it's just the decent thing to do. You treat someone like they're an adult.
Have you ever done this before? Have you ever worked with someone?
No, this is my first time. This will be exciting. This is a trial by fire.
Another guy is not so excited.
For me, it can be a little frustrating, but I'm able to keep my patience pretty much in check.
That's Alex Brenner, another guy in Jordan's new group of friends. Alex also has Asperger's syndrome. I ask him why it's frustrating to work with nonverbal people like Rolando.
I guess because I'm not really... I can communicate with my voice, and it's really hard for me to put myself in their shoes, which is ironic since I do have a disability myself.
But the range of severity between autism spectrum disorders is huge. For example, Alex hopes to get accepted to the University of Washington. The hope for Rolando is to get him out of the house and into the community. As I talk to Alex and Dorian, they study note cards. On the top is printed, working with a nonverbal person. Below is a list of 10 bullet points. The last one is in bold. keep in line of sight constantly, and redirect if he tries to run. Alex is nervous about how customers might react.
They're going to probably like raise their eyebrows or maybe be discouraged, but for those who are at least open-minded enough, which I hope most of them are, I just hope they see him as more of a person than kind of more as like kind of a distraction or just somebody who can't do anything.
Alex isn't the only one with questions about how people with autism spectrum disorders would be viewed by the public. Experts say the number of young adults leaving the school system will likely become a wave in the next decade, and no one's quite sure how much they'll be able to participate in public life. It's also hard to tell whether they'll be accepted and supported by other people with autism. Rolando's first visit to the farmer's market goes well, but when he visits a second time, Alex is mean to him. Alex gets frustrated and orders Rolando around, talking down to him like a misbehaved child. Alex is uncomfortable talking about it later.
I've always worked around people who were disabled that could talk, and to not have somebody respond to you is really awkward. And so, unfortunately, I think I just ignored him and just got him ashamed.
Alex apologized. He also dug out some old toys he used to play with, and he gave them to Rolando.
He likes those fuzzy things, so...
How did he react?
I think he was happy. I mean, that's one of the things about nonverbal people. It's they express themselves differently, and they should have realized that.
For Alex, it was a lesson in acceptance. He says he should have realized he was treating Rolando unfairly.
And kind of, you know, don't assume just because they're always, that they can't communicate or can't talk to you, doesn't mean that they're stupid.
Was that a familiar, I mean, would that be a familiar feeling to you, having somebody maybe not understand you?
A little, but I don't think I was, I didn't really see the bigger picture back then, like I do now.
Acceptance. It's the same thing Alex wants as he hopes to get into college. For KUOW, I'm Brian Buckaloo.
We find out what happens with Alex in college in part 3 of this series. Funding for Coming of Age with Autism was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern and KUOW listener subscribers. To hear stories from our series or to learn more about the Program Venture Fund, go to KUOW.org.